It would be hard to find lush, leafy ferns among the red rocks of the desert, but commentator Mary Sojourner is grateful for the surprises she discovers near her Arizona home.
I'm a lucky woman. It's late spring, just past dawn, and I am in the desert. My best friend and I are on a road trip, drinking camp coffee near Wildcat Mountain. We've got 10 gallons of water and enough food for a couple days. He raises his cup to the delicate light moving up from the dark ranges. Here's to life in search of water. We are so lucky, I say. Greenhorns, or those cursed to never leave air conditioning, don't know this dust-brown land holds wet miracles. Springs, seeps, little streams wide as my hand. I think of those who came centuries before, and how finding water was not luck, but necessity. They knew the signs. Cottonwoods green as life against a volcanic rock face, birds fluttering up from what seems to be barren sand, the way shadows can lead a traveler into a little wash, to a seep where monkey flower glows scarlet. 4 hours later, it is near noon. The air is so dry, I swear I can feel my blood thicken in my veins. Each cottonwood and shadow has led to nothing but more sand, to little arroyos empty of anything but old flash flood debris and glare. Later, we camp at the edge of a dry wash. There is a cattle tank nearby, filled from an underground aquifer by a slow pump and whimpering generator. We dip our hands in the water, splash it on our throats. The drought seems a mirage. Next morning, an old rancher drives in to check the tank. He tells us the only life he's known is withering from Forest Service water regulations, big city environmentalists, and greedy developers. I'm running 30 head now, he says, barely making it. He doesn't seem to see my friend's Forest Service t-shirt. For those moments, we are simply Western neighbors, talking about what we share, water and loss. My friend and I return to Flagstaff. He drops me at my cabin to be in my own company and a pile of dirty dishes in the sink. There's no running water in my cabin, only a shower house. I bring 2 jugs of water from the tap, set one to boil, and go back for 2 gallons of rinse water. When I am done washing, I'll pour every drop that's left into the wild iris around my back deck. I consider how this drought shapes us, me and the old rancher. I'm lucky, I think again. Lucky to have water for dishes and flowers. Lucky not to be a rancher watching his life turn to dust.
The comments of Mary Sojourner, author of Delicate, Stories of Light and Desire. She records at member station KNAU in Flagstaff, Arizona.